For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan. And with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, great to be back outside here at Lizzie McNeil's.
Yeah, we got a break.
Beautiful night.
It's a gorgeous night here at Lizzie McNeil's. Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal, Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois. WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice. 1450 on your AM dial. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're everywhere. If you ever miss a show, and that happens sometimes, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday at SkinnyHooley.com. So, Skin, nice to be outside again here at Lizzie's. Another beautiful night by the river. We encourage everybody to come on down on a Wednesday night and join us.
Yeah, it was a great week, Hooley. Limerick won the All-Ireland.
That's huge. Huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
They hadn't played in it since 1936.
Did you see that 98-year-old guy?
Oh, yeah. That was
beard,
great.
He flew out there for the game.
Flew out from Chicago, 98 years old.
He's from Ireland, but yeah.
Yeah, and he said.
And when Limerick won, he said, "This is my ticket to heaven."
Yes.
God bless him.
And he described the game that he was at in 1936.
Yeah, yeah.
When Limerick lost. That was the last time they were in the finals.
Amazing, yeah. Oh,
but
you got Limerick.
Crazy.
You have roots in Limerick.
Yeah, my father was from Limerick.
My mother's.
We got cousins over there, and they're.
My mother's father was from Limerick, yeah. I'll bet they went nuts, yeah.
Yeah, it was fabulous. So,
well, hey,
big news
up,
for Limerick.
Up Limerick, good
yes,
for them.
Yes, it was great.
Yeah. As Limerick and Galway. What else happened? Any other notable events? Over
you know,
the week?
We went to the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce had a golf outing yesterday.
Oh yeah, where was that?
It was at the Glen up in Glenview, and I went up there. We sponsored a hole. Special Olympics did.
Yeah.
And I had Julia with me, and I had
Julia, the movie star.
Julie, the movie star, but I also had William Tang.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
William Tang has more personality than like 25 people. By the time we left, he's one of our athletes, and by the time we left there, everybody in the whole place knew him. He was great. He was just unbelievable. Funny.
Did you have a nice crowd for the
Yeah, there was a lot of businesses in that, you know, and...
Skinny, you know, I was working on the press release today for the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame. They're donating all the proceeds to Special Olympics this year.
Yes, they are, which
Pretty
is great.
Big deal.
It's a huge thanks deal. To Charlie Carey and
Lori Healy.
Lori Healy.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. And that's September.
It's October 3rd.
October 3rd,
yeah.
Yeah, at McCormick Place.
You'll be hearing more
about
that.
We had one of our athletes go in there last year. Tommy Shimoda from Mount Greenwood Park.
The guy was on the Wheaties box.
He was on the Wheaties box. He won a gold medal and a silver medal in the World Games in Austria. The only kid from Illinois to win anything like that. He's a skater.
He's everywhere last
year. He's everywhere, yeah. So that's the first time they put a Special Olympics athlete in the
on the Wheaties box.
And in the Chicagoland Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
So it was great. Who else? They have some good people going in, right?
Kevin Butler's going in. Eric Dickerson. Muffet McGraw, the women's
Coach
basketball
at
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I got the list somewhere. We'll be promoting it as we get closer to it. Also, Ed Wermer, the guy from Wintrust. Yeah, I wonder how he got in. Never mind.
Oh, he's a good guy, Ed Wermer.
He sure is. Sounds he's a great guy.
Gives me money, too. Yeah. A lot of money for Special Olympics. Good
well,
dude.
Tell him to shoot some my way, will you?
I told him about you. He said he'll take a pass.
Okay. Skinny, we're very honored. We got some very special guests here tonight. big game coming up, but we're gonna we have a special intro for that. G-men of Carmel, cheer for the team on the field. We're out to fight for the old brown and white. We're out to win victory. Rah, rah, rah. Shoulder to shoulder in battle, no matter what the odds may be. 30 yards, 20 yards, 10 yards, touchdown victory. Hey, that was the Carmel fight song.
Mount Carmel High School.
Why we're so excited, we got Ned Hughes, the president of Mount Carmel. We got the new head football coach, Jordan Lynch, here. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, thank you.
Very honored to have you here. This is the future of Mount Carmel here, Skinny, right in front of us. And we're very pleased that you guys could join us. So you got your first game Saturday. This will be Aaron.
Well, this is Aaron right after the game.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be having your victory party.
Yeah, Saturday at noon. You know, it's been a long off season. Got hired in January, and you know the last game these kids played, they lost. So I know the kids are eager to get out on the field, and you know, especially me, to get out on the field for my first game at Carmel. So.
Sure. Now you know what? Let's back up a little bit. You started at St. Christina on the south side, right?
Oh yeah.
And was Pat Sheehan your coach?
Pat Sheehan, legendary.
Yes.
Pat Sheehan.
Right.
Yeah, he was my fourth and fifth and sixth grade coach.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Yeah, so Pat's been there forever, and he does a great job with the kids.
And then you went to Carmel. And what year was that?
Yeah, so I started at Carmel 2005 to 2009.
Oh, that was just a little while ago. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
My kids got out of Carmel in 98. They're old men now. And Ned and I, we're real old men. Ned, what year did you get? 70?
I graduated in 70, right.
With Jackie Casto?
He was 2 years older than me. He's a 68 grad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Huli, what year did you?
67.
And you started in 60?
No, I started in 63.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wise guy.
Every week on this show, we have to hear about Mount Carmel, just so you know.
That's not true. But we should.
Holy
we should
talks
hear about,
Mount the time he recovered the fumble
against Hales Franciscan. We were up 57 to nothing, and they sent me in, and I recovered a fumble.
Yes.
It's a big deal.
That's that ball that's in the trophy box.
In my basement, yeah. No, you know what? I had some of the greatest times of my life at Mount Carmel. Just, I loved it. And I had five older brothers. Nobody went to Carmel. One went to Rita. One went to Leo. One was in the seminary. One went to several high schools. One went to Rice. Can you believe that? So I was the only guy in my family who went to Carmel.
My other brother went to Rice also.
Did he really?
I know how you feel there.
I'll tell you why I went to Carmel. 1960, Carmel's playing Taft for the city championship, Soldier Field. We were down there with Billy McFarland, who later played at Mendel. And his mother brought me and Billy to the game, and I just thought we were on the Carmel side. And, you know, the cheerleaders were wearing brown and white. And Carmel won. It was a great game. And just, I said, that's it. I'm going to Carmel. I met the
God,
great
those games,
Frank
the city
Maloney
games used to have huge.
Yeah.
I was at that game, too.
Were you at that game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The year before Mendel. Mendel won in 56 or
58,
something.
58, I think. 58.
Okay.
57 or 58.
But they used to have like 90,000 people at those games.
Well, sure, because there was nothing else going on, you know.
No, but it was unbelievable. Well, how
and
many
for
people?
A kid.
Oh, yeah.
And, Jordan, you playing at Soldier Field is still a big deal, you know.
Oh, yeah.
When you come out of that locker room and you're a kid, you're like, I'm at Soldier Field. I'm playing football.
Right, yeah, well, you grew up, you know, watching Bears games, and you finally get a chance to do the kickoff classic and play there.
Yeah.
I know. I played 2 years there, and it was a great experience. So,
what year did you get out of Carmel?
2009.
Did you guys take state that year or anything?
No. You know what? My junior year, we were undefeated. I think we're 11-0 heading to the state semifinals, and we lost that game to Glenbard North, I believe. Then my senior year, state semifinals, one more game to go to state, and we lost that also. So I came up one game short twice.
So you're going to get it all back
right
now.
That's the only, and that's why I said to the kids, it's the only level. I won a championship at 4th and 5th and 6th grade, 7th and 8th grade. I didn't win one in high school. I won one in college and at the professional level. So high school is the only,
level.
Level you know, I didn't win a championship at.
But then you went on to Northern Illinois. Had a great career there. You were a Heisman finalist. That's a big deal.
It's a real big deal.
I wish I could say I did it all myself, you know, but there's tons of, you know, the coaching staff and the players around me, but it was a great run, you know, and Northern kind of built their program with, they won the state, you know, they recruited kids from Chicago. They didn't go down south too much, and it was all kids I played against in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you were playing
we
with.
Had that special bond together, and that's when it really took off.
And they're very smart to recruit the kids
from
Chicago.
Wow, those are the tough kids. Yeah.
That's college football, and you know that's a little bit high school too. You got to win, you know. You got to win your area.
Yeah.
You know when you recruit. So.
Yeah.
What's crazy about you? Take a look at the University of Illinois. It's just crazy.
Football or basketball.
I know. Neither one. Crazy. It's crazy.
So then you went on to coach, right? Was it at Northern?
Right. Yeah. So I had a cup of coffee with the Bears for a little bit.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
I forgot about that.
I went out to the CFL. Played 2 years out in
Canadian
the CFL.
Football League.
Canadian Football League.
Yeah.
With the
Were you a quarterback?
Yes. Okay. Quarterback special teams.
Okay.
So I played with the Edmonton Eskimos. My first year out there, we ended up winning the Grey Cup.
Wow,
so we won the Grey Cup. I scored the game-winning touchdown. You know, granted, it was a one-yard sneak, but no one knows that. So, so we won the Grey Cup out
now
there.
They do.
Right, yeah, now they do. So I spent 2 years out there. Then that's when Northern Illinois, that's when Rod Carey offered me the the running back's job. And
yeah,
it was a great situation for me because, I was kind of prolonging my career out there just being a backup, especially the team I was on. So I always knew I wanted to be a coach, you know, kind of all my years playing. And, what a great opportunity going back to my alma mater, being at Northern and being the running back's coach. So,
I understand the Eskimo chicks are really hot. Sorry, apropos of nothing. all right.
And
so
how long were you at Northern coaching?
Just 1 year.
Just 1 year.
Yep.
And then this opportunity came along. And what's a better job than coaching at Mount Carmel?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I always thought I'd stay at the college level, you know, and then that's when something like Mount Carmel opened up, and man, what a great opportunity, the best high school, you know, in my opinion, and the state and in the country. And yeah. I remember my 4 years at Mount Carmel, the impact it had on me, and just the impact that it has on a kid from 14, 18 years old.
Yeah.
You know, there's this is when you can truly, you know, get into them and teach them, you know, the right value. So you know, there's no better spot than being back.
Now, what convinced you to go to Carmel?
A quick question. Carmel, how long has Carmel been open?
Carmel's open. This is the beginning of our 119th school year.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. Opened up in 1900.
I think if you think of all the high schools, not just the sports part, but all the nobody has more tradition and longevity and history than Mount Carmel High School.
Yeah,
Skinny, you know what they say. You come to Carmel as a boy. If you care to work at it, you will leave as a man.
I know.
That's our
great.
Motto. Thank you, Billy.
Thanks, Billy.
He gives me the rim shot.
But at the store, 119 years, what was it, 1899 or something like that?
It opened in 1900.
Unbelievable.
It was
St. Cyril.
St. Cyril College.
Yeah.
Then in around, I think, 1913, they started, you know, it was a college prep school, and they changed it to...
St. Cyril's was the church, the parish
across
right
the
near
street.
The, right across the street.
Exactly right.
Yeah. So you're still at 63rd and...
64th and Dante.
Dante.
6410 South Dante. Now, so you're in 7th, 8th grade. What convinced you to go to Mount Carmel?
Oh, the way I put it, I don't think Mount Carmel's a choice. It's something you're born in.
Yeah.
It's born in you. I knew it since I grew up. That's the only thing I talked about, and those are the only games I watched. You know, were Mount Carmel games. You know, I remember the 2002 state championship with Danny O'Brien. You know, he was one of the guys I looked up to, you know, and we had him on the staff for a while. But it's not a choice. It's something that was born in me, you know.
Good for you.
That's great. That's great.
And so now you're back. That's got to be like, you know what it kind of reminds me of? Welcome Back, Cotter. Do you remember that show where Gabe Kaplan plays the guy who goes back to his own high school and teaches the kids? And are you teaching too?
No, I fundraise and I recruit for the school.
Okay, good.
Very good. Yeah, very good.
So
when I was a kid, I was like in sixth grade or something. Did Terry Brennan?
Yeah, he coached at Carmel.
Terry Brennan was a coach in I think from 48 to 52, I think.
And they went to Notre Dame.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he came to Beverly Park to watch a St. John Fisher game, and he brought a freshman with him by the name of Paul Hornung.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
And they pulled up, and they got out of the
car.
But
he was a freshman at Notre Dame, yeah.
He was a freshman at Notre Dame, and we were like in sixth grade or something, or fifth grade or something. We went up and we...
The golden boy.
Hey, you want an autograph? Well, who's... You know, we were getting autographs from Terry Brennan. Well, who's this guy? No one ever heard of Paul Hornung, you know? And then... But he came to Beverly Park. Imagine Paul Hornung coming to Beverly Park and to watch. It was pretty cool, but later he went on to be Paul Hornung.
Yeah.
He was like a Mickey Mantle or something, but it was pretty cool. I'll never forget that. Yeah. Of course, we lost the autographs about an hour later.
You had that moment, though. That's what's important. You had the moment. So who else is coaching with you?
Yeah, so we have Dave Lenti.
Of course.
He's still on staff.
You know, is he a defensive coach?
Defensive coordinator. Yeah. My opinion, one of the best coaches around.
He coached my kids.
Yeah. Mark Antonetti's still
around. Oh, Mark's the greatest. Love that guy.
A guy, jack of all trades. You know,
yeah.
10 times funnier and smarter than
I'll
ever be.
He's a great literature fan, too. I mean, he taught my kids how to write and everything, and just I love him. He's
I believe, Ned, did Mark Antonetti teach himself Mandarin?
So Mark taught himself how to speak and read and write Mandarin, and now teaches Mandarin at Mount Carmel.
Wow.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Holy, that kid that I told you about, William Tang, that I had the golf thing, he speaks Mandarin. He's Chinese.
I've
anyways.
Seen you speak in Chinese sometimes late at night.
Late
too.
At night, yeah. We won't go into that, really.
You need a translator. No, who else? So you got Mark Antonetti,
yeah,
Dave
Mark
Lenti.
Antonetti, Dave Lenti, Billy Nolan.
Oh, Billy, yeah, sure.
Still there.
Now, Billy's also a recruit. Billy's from Cajunans, right, Skin?
Yeah. No, he's Christ the King. But we've had him on the show. Billy's
yes, we have. Yeah.
John O'Connor.
I don't know him.
He was a Brother Rice guy.
Okay.
We switched him over. He was he was head coach for Ignatius, I believe, for 4 years.
Wow. The head football coach.
Head football coach, yeah.
His cousins all went to Mount Carmel.
Oh, yeah. Did they? Yeah. Okay.
Then we brought in Chris Goffer. He used to play there in 2001 to 2005, I believe. Then James Jeffries, who I played with at Mount Carmel and I played with at Northern. We brought those guys along. Those are kind of the new coaches.
Good.
So.
And now I understand there's a new offense, right?
Right. It's
Carmel's been running the belly option for like 80 years.
Right.
81.
Yeah.
No, things will look a little different.
That's good.
Overall, it's still the triple option.
Yeah.
The third option, instead of a pitch, it might be a throw, but it's still a triple option.
Yeah.
So.
And what's your schedule like?
That's a good question. I know we play Hope. You know, first game.
But you got playing in the Catholic League, though.
It's like playing in the SEC. You
right.
Know, compare it to it's a grind day in and day out. You know, the team that stays healthy at the end of the day is usually the team that lasts. So,
how's the IHSA treating you? I remember when there was a lawsuit with Carmel. It might have been something to do with wrestling. Do you remember this, Ned? Buddy Rule was very involved, and we went to court and everything. And
yeah.
And I think we won.
Is we did.
Yeah, Jack McBride's wife was the judge.
She was the judge. Exactly right. Carmel grad. Right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but then the IHSA wouldn't let him wrestle. Two of my nephews were wrestling at Carmel.
Really?
The IHSA, actually, that year, they took it to an appeals court. The appeals court ruled in favor of Carmel. And so the guy, I think his name was Fry, he was the head of the IHSA.
Yes, Fry. I remember that guy.
So he canceled the
David
state tournament.
David Fry, yeah.
And which was horrible. Cause
he canceled the state wrestling tournament.
Yeah.
Wow. Just to get even with Carmel.
I remember in Sports Illustrated, they would have faces in the crowd and stuff, and then they have a column that says onions, and they blasted that David Fry.
Oh, good. Yeah.
They said, talk about unsportsmanlike, big baby. You know, they won. You should let the kids wrestle. Exactly. And it was over some... Minor questionable thing that happened before the season even started.
It was during the season. So what? You're only allowed to wrestle, and I forget, it's five varsity competitions. And Carmel that year got invited to wrestle in a competition in Pennsylvania. So they went, and they sent their junior varcity to meet here, to represent them here.
Yeah.
So they said, you guys wrestled in too many tournaments. They said, but the varsity only wrestled five. And that's why the state courts upheld everything.
Yeah. Huh. Well, Carmel has an amazing history. Ziggy Zarabsky and guys like that, and just all the names throughout the years. It's a pantheon of incredible, great athletes. Jerry Schumacher, a good friend of ours,
yeah.
The late Jerry. What was the year it started again? It's 119 years.
1900.
Wow. Amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. How is the school doing?
School's doing well. You know, we're holding our own. Catholic education across the country has been going down, right? You know, and we're holding our own, so that's a good. You know, we just had a nice freshman class come in this year.
Good.
How many
excited
kids?
About a little over 160 kids
okay.
coming in. So
yeah.
So we're excited about that. And I think next year we'll see substantial growth in our student population.
Oh, that's great.
That's terrific.
That's great.
So
many schools are having a tough time right now because the numbers aren't there.
They're not there.
Right, right.
How many kids went out for the team,
Jordan? We had 48 kids went out for the freshman football team.
That's low.
Right. It's I think
it was like 120 when I was a kid.
Right. Yeah. Even 2009 when or 2005 when I was a freshman,
yeah.
I remember we had 105 kids.
Yeah.
In 2005. And the crazy thing is this game's safer than it's ever been.
Sure.
You know, kind of the new offense I brought in, kind of what Dave Lenti teaches on defense is we don't use our head for anything. How we tackle and how we block. Our head's completely out of it. And, you know, we actually held the grammar school camp this weekend, and we had all the moms, come and watch our drills and kind of how we do things and how we use our head out of things. And we have these Shadowman dummies also where we're not doing those Oklahoma drills anymore or the bull in the ring.
Remember I was just going to ask you about that.
You don't do that anymore.
I remember it well. It was a nightmare.
So,
but for those who don't know, bull in the ring, you get like 10 to 12 guys in a circle.
Just ask Pat Sheehan. He's still there.
Yes.
He was.
And you have to get in the middle, and it's basically one on one. You point to a guy, and he comes over and just forearms you. And it's just,
well, they usually call a guy. The coach calls a guy.
Yeah.
If you're the bull in the ring, you got to find him. If you don't, then you'll get blindsided.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, it doesn't go on anymore.
And then there'd be fights, and it was great stuff, though, looking back on it. Bull in the ring. Some of the drills were just merciless. But, you know, I'll remember one time we're having a practice, and Frank Maloney could be somewhat of an excitable guy. And he grabs a helmet and puts it on. All of a sudden he's got a helmet on, and he's right across from me. He's practically frothing at the mouth. I'm like, he's going to kill me. We used to call him Mad Dog Maloney, Frank. Now I saw him at Jerry Schumacher's funeral. I said, now he's, Captain Kangaroo with his grandchildren. He went from Mad Dog Maloney to Captain Kangaroo.
He was
what
a heck character. Of a coach, too.
Oh, what a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you never forget your coaches. That's the beauty of it. Even the assistant coaches were characters all through high school. And then the nice thing is you see the coach in the hallway and stuff, and maybe they'd give you a slap in the head to say hello or whatever. Now, all that stuff I'm sure is out the window now. But
my brother Mike tells a story about there was a Father Crawford who was a boxer. At Mendel. He was the principal Reed, and they went over to Mendel. And Mike was the first year out of college, and he was teaching at Mendel and coaching. And he was walking down the hall, and he was on the wrong side of the hall.
Yeah.
He said, I wasn't paying attention. He said, and Crawford just clocked him. Bounced him off the wall. He goes, you're on the wrong side. He thought he was in high school.
The great story I heard about Father Crawford was Bob Fioretti.
Oh, yeah.
He was like president of the senior class, and he was on the debate team. And Father Crawford had just gotten there. And he said, come on out down here. And he started debating Fioretti.
Well, they should wear sport coats or something
like
that.
And Fioretti started getting the better of him in the debate. Father Crawford just clocked him, knocked him down. It's like, end of debate. So that was the old, good, great Catholic League education. I got to tell you, Ned, I'm so glad you're at Carmel. You're there. You're at the helm of the ship, taking us back, you know, and I'm really confident in the future of Mount Carmel with you there. And Jordan, we think we're thrilled that you're there.
Yes, absolutely.
You're going to do great, and I think
there's nothing better than going to. You know, we got a group of guys.
Oh,
we go over to Gately and watch you guys play.
Yeah.
You know, it's the old guys. We sit up in the corner. There's about seven or eight of us, and you know, the retired cops.
In there.
You know,
yeah.
And you go up there, and someone says, "Well, why do you?" I would go to a Carmel game before I'd ever. No offense to the Bears, but before I'd go to a pro game, I could care less.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of.
It's more fun.
Yeah, it is. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. It could be Rice. Batke's over at Rice. I knew his dad really well, George. And Kevin does a great. There's so many good coaches, and there's so many good things that go on with this thing. I went golfing last Friday, and I had an intern in the office in Special Olympics this summer. Her name was Maggie Fontenot. So she says one day, I said, "Now, Maggie, are you?" She said, "Oh, I was a volleyball player. I was this." And I said, "Now, what, you know?" She says, "Well, you know, my father was a football player." I said, "Oh, he played in the NFL for 17 years.
Holy cow.
I said, 17 years? It was Jerry Fontenot. He played for the Bears, the Saints. But anyways, I played golf with him last week.
There was
a golf tournament for Special Olympics. Yeah. And he said, "Hey, can I?" So he came. He said the lessons that he learned in sports, he said, I don't care. He was talking about how they're making this big deal now. Anyone that plays football is going to die, and they're never going to be the same for the rest of their life. He said, "I played 17 years," and he said, "I can tell you, he had one injury." Now, imagine this in the NFL. He tore a meniscus. One injury in 17 years. Now, he said, you know, if you played it right, you got hit sometimes in the head, but this guy is as sharp as a tack. But what it does for you physically and mentally and teammates, he goes through all these guys that he played with. We still communicate all the time.
You never forget the guys who were on the line, the guys who were in Bull in the Ring with you.
And he played for Ditka. And he said, "There's nobody I respect in my life more than Mike Ditka." Mm-hmm. He said, "If you did your job," I mean, it was really interesting. A nicer guy you couldn't have met. He could have hit a golf ball like from here to the end of Navy Pier. He said, this guy said he weighs 220. He weighed 305 when he was
holy
playing.
Cow.
So, but a really interesting
was
guy.
He was a lineman, obviously.
Yeah, he said everything I learned. And he coached the Packers for 11 years. He real good buddies with Frank Winters. And he went through this thing. He said, "Everything I learned is because of football." Interesting guy.
I want you to indulge me just a minute, Ned and Jordan. The greatest lesson I learned at Mount Carmel football, I was a sophomore. And we had a great team. And we were going to go and play Weber in Soldier Field. And Frank Maloney had a rule. Anyone caught drinking during the season was automatically kicked off the team. Three guys, starters, somebody ratted them out. And he just did it. This was 2 days before the game at Soldier Field. He said, "That's it." We knew we were going to lose without these guys. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. And I remember some of the guys outside the coach's office crying and saying, he said, "No, that was the deal." And I never, ever, ever forgot that. You know,
that's a great story.
Those are rules, you know. He didn't jeopardize it, but he said, "I'm going to teach these kids a lesson rather than going for the easy and win the," whatever it was, Catholic League Championship or whatever. So do that. Not if you don't have to.
Right.
But
it teaches a lesson not only to the current players, it teaches a lesson to all the kids coming up behind them.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's the important part.
Yeah. So he was a great teacher. And I'm sure you are too, Jordan Lynch. And you're the future of Mount Carmel. We're all cheering for you.
Ned, how long have you been there now?
This is the beginning of my third year.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's a big job.
It's, we've made some changes at the school. We're moving in the right direction, and I'm really excited about the future of Mount Carmel.
How about the neighborhood?
Neighborhood. You know, there was just two homes just sold a couple blocks away from school. $625,000.
Wow.
Highest price ever in the history of Woodlawn. I mean, you know, the neighborhood is really, really, Stony Island's all tore up now. They're widening it, you know, to get ready for the Obama Library, which starts later this year. The
20 years ago, you could have bought those two houses for like 10 grand each.
Yeah. 20 years ago, you could, 10 years ago, you could have bought an empty city lot for a dollar. They just wanted someone to pay taxes on the lot. You know, today you can't touch property in Woodlawn.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
He won't sell me any of that property, though.
I think Mont Carmel right now is in the middle of a perfect storm. I really do.
Yeah.
So the future's bright.
All right, so good luck on Saturday. Ned, good luck on Saturday. And every Saturday for all through the season. Come back. Please come back and talk to us.
For sure. Thanks,
guys. We love having you guys here.
Good luck, Jordan.
Go Carmel. Go Carmel. A lady of Mount Carmel, pray for us.
All right.
Take a little break here on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
That was great.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad sandwiches and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. Yeah, thanks to Jimmy Sweeney and Kevin Burke over at Local 150, proud sponsors of the Skinny and Hooley Show.
You know, they hit a golf outing about a week ago.
Who did Local 150?
Yeah, we should have went to that. You know that?
I don't remember getting an invite, but
no,
I would have gone.
He's heard about
I'm not
it
much of a golfer over. Anyway. Hey, you know what, Skinny? Plan to attend Misericordia's Family Festival Sunday, September 9th from 11 until 6 p.m. Live entertainment, food, and fun for everybody. Misericordia is dedicated to providing extraordinary programs for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. 6300
Sister
North
Rosemary.
Reed, Sister Rosemary Appel. Free parking available to SNC Electric, corner of Devon and Ridge Avenue. You don't want to miss that. That's an annual event, the Misericordia Family Festival.
Hey, Julie, I want to mention September 20th at Bourbon Street.
Oh, that's the all.
It's the all Southside reunion.
Is that a Sunday?
50-ish. I'm not sure what that is, but it's 50-ish. It's 50th anniversary or thereabouts. All Southside schools are invited.
Great
to
idea.
Bourbon Street. I think it's like $25. Eddie O'Brien is a former policeman from Queen of Martyrs. He's organizing it. We're going to have some more information on. He's coming on September 13th, I think it is.
Oh, he's coming on our show?
Yeah.
You know what I forgot to mention? I was at St. Cadget on Saturday night for the boxing.
Pickles boxing. That
what
was
a great night, yeah. And Billy Letts was there and all the usual characters and
usual
such.
Suspects,
don't forget
yeah.
that oatmeal, you guys.
All right.
We gave some McCann's Irish oatmeal to Ned Hughes and Jordan Lynch. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much
Thanks
for coming.
And good luck.
Good luck.
Keep up the good work.
Go Carmel. Skinny, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I see the look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hart's or any of those great Irish saloons, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, he says, "Hey, Hooley, who died?"
You know, Hooley was like a week ago. I just mentioned briefly that Al Fall died from Grand Beach,
yeah.
age 75, former Marine.
Wasn't he at McCormick Place, Al Fall?
Yeah, he worked for Chicago Park District for 25 years and 21
Katie
years.
Katie Fall, is that his daughter?
His daughter is Katie. His sons are Matthew, Kevin, and another daughter, Laura. But Al was a buddy of mine. We did a lot of stuff at McCormick Place, and the funeral services are private, but I just wanted to say, this is a tremendous guy. He knew everybody in labor.
Yeah, I remember
everybody in labor. Yeah. Anything that any problems at McCormick Place with labor, just want you to talk to Al, and he would go talk to these guys. They all respect him. But Katie Fall is a good friend of my daughter's, and we just want to mention, say a prayer for Al Fall. Great guy.
Skinny, Frances Cloonan, she was a native of County Galway, the loving wife of the great Patrick Cloonan, the mother of Coleman, Jimmy Cloonan, who's been on our show several times, musician, Mary, Eileen, Patrick, and Peter. I know Jimmy was pretty broken up about it, about his mom passing. So God rest her lovely soul. Frances Cloonan, say a prayer for her.
St. John Fisher she was from.
Yeah.
And holy Patty Dalton.
Oh, yeah.
Dart. Billy
My niece Margaret's best friend.
Yeah, Margaret sent it to us. Age 54, just unbelievable. You know, she's from Christ the King, which
I
know
she was just,
a shame. She was only 54 years old. Daughter of Mary and the late Mary and James. She was one of the Beverly girls, the downtown girls. She had a zest for life and a passion for music, concerts, dancing, singing, travel, entertainment. But she was being waked at Christ the King.
Good for her. God
bless Holy Sepulchre. So. Patty Dalton, she was only 54.
Skinny Dennis Murphy, 88, Korean War veteran. He was a staff journalist at several publications. Dennis loved gatherings and storytelling. With a wine glass in his hand, the Irish in him would come out, and Dennis would tell a story like no other. He leaves behind his beloved wife, Charlotte, and his son, Craig, daughter, Janine, late son, Mark, late brother, Brian. God rest his soul, Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, someone sent me this. Marion Ryan passed away, age 80, Hooley.
Oh, God rest her soul.
Mother of Daniel, Mary Eileen, Dennis, Aaron, and the late Kathleen Ryan. Grandmother of 13. She was waked at Curly's, and she was from St. Alexander the Great Church. St. Alexander the Great. The church is in Palos Heights. So say a prayer for Mary and Ryan, too.
Skinny, Pat Barrett, Patrick Barrett, a native of Ballylongford, County Kerry, died at the age of 77. He was an Army veteran, United States Army, husband of the late Francis, father to Michael, John, Patricia, Brendan, and Rory. They're going to have a memorial mass at Incarnation Catholic Church on this Saturday, today. God rest his soul, Pat Barrett. Also, Julia Sheila King, a native of Knockrow, Kilcrohane, County Cork, Ireland. Beloved wife of the late Peter Paul King and the mother of Kathy and Trish. God rest her soul, Julia Sheila King. And I think we can close up the crypt.
Close it up. Close it up.
You know what? Right now, as we speak, there's a meeting going on at the Cork and Kerry, 10614 Southwestern. Me and Gino.
There's still time to run over there.
There's still time to get over there or just get hip to the trip with me and Gino, the crack tour of Ireland, October 11th to the 18th. It's filling up fast, though, and Emer Arkins hopefully will be there. Tonight, Emer is playing in the Salon concert at the Irish American Heritage Center at 7:30. You got to check that out. She is just an amazing talent. And we might even be playing some of her music later in the show because she's such a darling girl from Clare. Okay, so we better take another break, huh, Billy? And we'll be right back on the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111.
Sitting on the wall upon a Sunday, watching the girls go by, thinking we'd be married to one day, when Kate Flynn caught our eye. Oh man, she had the makings of a fairy, and it made each boy oh swear, there's not a girl in the wide, wide world like the darling girl from Clare. And every man had got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. Every day this one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. At night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair, but not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. Says Sharky she'll be coming to the shop now to buy some sort of thing. I'll ask her if she has a mind to stop now, and should I buy the ring? And when she sees the curtains on the window and the tall clock on the stair, keeping time to the minute, no one else will be in it for the darling girl from Clare. And every every man. I got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now. You'll see now. At night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair. But not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. I never said a single word about her, but I met the girl that day. I told her I could never live without her, and what had she to say? She said that I might go and see her father. I met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were fighting for the dower of the darling girl from Clare. And every man her got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. And every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now. You'll see now. But late last night when the moon was bright, I asked her if she'd share me joy and me sorrow and me gara, and tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare. Me joy and me sorrow and me gara, and tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare.
Oh, Skinny, that was the darling girl from Clare, Emer Arkins, who's going to Ireland with us. October 11th to the 18th. I just love that song. I love hearing her sing it. She's in Ireland right now.
We hear it every week.
Just I know, a reminder.
I know, it's great.
I'm glad you noticed. She is so delightful.
She's great.
So we're looking forward to spending a week in Ireland with Emer Arkins, All-Ireland champion fiddler, dancer, and singer. Her dad was the mayor of Ennis. Did you know
Tell
that?
Tell me the dates.
October 11th to the 18th, me and Gino Cooney Skinny will be hiding out somewhere. Where are you going to be that weekend or that week? You don't know, huh?
I'll probably be...
When's the marathon? Are you still thinking about doing the marathon?
I'm still thinking about it. It's October 7th.
Oh, jeez. We're not coming back for your funeral. I just want to warn you. Okay.
I'm doing a half marathon this
week.
You
croak at the marathon. I'm still going to Ireland. Okay. Just want to let you know.
Okay. Don't worry. I would prefer it if you weren't at my funeral.
Plan these things. I'm sure I'd be asked to speak.
Oh, you'll be sniffing around to see what my will says. I know you.
Oh, yeah. Like you're going to leave me something in your will.
I'll leave you some Irish oatmeal.
$1. He's going to leave me some McCann's Irish oatmeal. Yeah. Oh, that would be so kind of you.
Hey, we want to give a shout out to Phil Jordan and his mom.
Hi, Phil.
They will listen.
Hi,
every
Mom.
Week.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
God bless him.
He's the best. We miss him.
And we, you know what? We're so glad so many people listening all over the world. Just so great to know that they're listening and we're having fun and they appreciate it. I get emails.
Hey, Huli, how about the Ned and Jordan?
Ah, they were terrific, weren't they?
I mean, Mount Carmel, when you think about it, 120 years.
119.
119 years.
I went to the
That's
centennial.
Incredible.
They had a centennial dinner at Navy Pier that I went to. I mean, it was amazing. They had a special book. And I can't remember who I sat with, but...
I bet you they remember sitting with you, but go ahead.
Ned's brother, Marty, played football with me at Carmel.
Really?
Yeah, his older brother, Marty Hughes.
He did pretty good for himself.
Yes, he did. Well, you know him? You know Marty?
Yeah,
is?
Yeah. I know Marty.
Yeah, he is. They've had their share of heartache, though.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. But you know what's amazing, though? All the people that went through Carmel and wherever you go. I mean, we do these death notices. You see them.
Yeah. If you see a Carmel guy, oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you talk to people in about 2 seconds. You mention Mount Carmel. Oh, yeah, my uncle went there. My grandfather went there. My whatever.
I'll tell you what, Skinny.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I think that's
outfit.
One of the greatest gifts I gave my kids.
Yes, you
they didn't. They didn't want to go to Carmel. They were scared, and all their friends were going to Fenwick. I said, "You're going to Carmel," and by 6 weeks into it, they were like, "Yeah!" Everybody in the neighborhood was afraid of them. We creamed Fenwick in the freshman game. And now they have that connection. They go when they're at a Sox game. They go over and see Joey Misicich over at the Cork and Kerry at the park, and
yeah.
He's one of their classmates from teammates from Carmel. He tends bar there, and Billy will be my son. Billy works for Breakthrough Beverage. He was in Nashville and he ran into a Carmel guy and had his picture with him, and it's a bond that lasts a lifetime. Really,
where was he at?
He was in Nashville at the Jack Daniels. Is that where their distillery is? Is it?
Yeah.
And he was there for work. So, you know, he was out, you know, hanging around, and he happened to bump into a guy he went to Carmel with, and he, I got to get a picture with this guy, whatever.
But there's an immediate connection.
Absolutely.
Just a minute where you go. So yeah. It's, yeah. I mean, it's not unique to Carmel, but Carmel does it better
sure.
than anybody.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. You don't
proud
see
to be a Carmel guy.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're doing a great job there, so we want to thank them for being on the show.
They are, and we wish them,
you know, there's
well
a couple people
season.
I'll tell you about. There's a couple of people that want to come on the show. Eileen, Don O'Connor wants to come on and talk about that reunion probably next week. At the
oh,
week
yeah. You know, who's, oh, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
September 5th, Joe Ahern's coming on the show.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I talked to him today. His daughter is going to the University of Dublin.
Very good.
Should we take another break? We better take another break.
We're going to take a quick
break.
We'll
be right back
here.
On the Skinny and Hooly
Show. Back to
show
Joe Ahern.
For these
yikes.
Messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know, you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
That's right.
Yes,
Concern Worldwide. Yeah.
That's
great charity.
It gets a little... You lose your train of thought here once in a while when you're just sitting around.
So beautiful here on a summer night.
It is. It's
just
gorgeous out.
The scenery is just so terrific.
Yeah, so...
You never know what you're going to see. Skinny, you know, I want to give a shout-out to my friends at Slane Irish Whiskey. They're just the greatest sponsors of our fourth annual Irish American Movie Hooly. And in particular, a guy named Michal O'Flaherty, who's from Galway. And he's just a terrific guy. We should have him on
after
the show.
He gets media training or whatever he's talking about.
He's terrific.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, these guys. And also, I want to give a shout out to Eamon Vaughn, who's going to be on the show in a couple weeks. Another great sponsor from the Emerald Loop. He just opened a new restaurant, you know, on the...
It's like his eighth, isn't it?
Right, something like that. On the walkway or whatever. It's a brew house or something.
It's right across the way here.
So we got to have to talk to Eamon Vaughn about that when he comes on. But here's a few laughs. I talked to him today. Good guy. All the people who support us, all our sponsors.
We've got great sponsors.
We certainly do.
Flood Brothers, everybody. Yeah. And, you know, Jordan Lynch was talking about Danny O'Brien.
Yeah, yeah, no.
That's Boz's son. That was
That's the Danny O'Brien he was talking about. Oh, okay.
Danny was a terrific, terrific athlete, too. Almost made Major League Baseball, too.
He did.
Another
He was drafted, I think, by the...
Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of the O'Briens, last Saturday night I was at St. Cajetan's for the boxing matches, and I stopped in to see old Brendan. And there was his aunt, Boz's sister, and his cousin. They're just delightful people. Spent about a half an hour there before I finished my ride home. So had a good time.
You know what's interesting, though? At this time, the last couple weeks of August, kids, you know, my niece Katie, she has four kids going away to college. Try to imagine paying those bills. Four kids going away to college.
I can't imagine that. It's horrible.
But this time of the year, there's so many kids that are going back.
Sure.
There's so much stuff going on. The last 2 weeks of August are completely crazy with all kinds of things are going on. There's more fundraisers and parties.
Also
a
good vacation week.
Yes.
Good
vacation week is also after Labor Day, too.
Is it really? Oh, yeah, you get better rates on all those.
No, nobody's around.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Did you get to go up to Long Beach much this summer?
No, I didn't. It was all involved. We want to thank everybody that helped with the 50th anniversary. We were very involved with all that stuff. But I'm going to get up there in the fall a little bit
more. That's a big deal, the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame, donating all that dough.
Oh, no, it's great.
That's terrific.
We especially want to thank Charlie Carey.
Great Charlie.
He's
the best. Yeah, how about the lunch we had? Well, we talked about the hurting.
Yeah.
What a great time that was. With the only guy missing was Pete Nolan. Now, did you see the write-up in the Trib this week about Peter Nolan's new book? Rick Kogan. Oh,
someone called me about it.
News stories. Check it out, folks. Great stuff. Pete Nolan, an all-time, all-timer.
Yeah, Peter is just one of the great all-time Irishmen.
So who's on next week, Skin?
We're going to either have Don O'Connor. I'd like to get Kerry Pinkowski and get him to come out and talk about the marathon.
Oh, yeah.
It's the biggest event in Chicago.
That's going to be your swan song.
There's a couple
marathon.
Hundred runners come from Ireland.
When's the
year.
Marathon? It's not till October.
I know, but we'll get to it. All right. Well, anyways, we'll
see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.